Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni is sunny 28, Rustenburg 32, Pretoria 31 degrees. City Power says it strongly rejects false claims about the tariff adjustments that are set to come into effect in July. According to reports, all prepaid electricity meter users will be charged an amount of 553 rand 73 cents as part of the new tariff regime. Here's City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
The public consultation process on the 2024-2025 tariff changes is still ongoing and no decisions will be made without the residents of Johannesburg, particularly City Power customers, making their inputs. Every year, the entity reviews its tariff structures and the tariff levels to determine the changes in the price of electricity for our customers.
The Communications Workers Union and SABC have signed a 6% wage increase agreement for the 2023-2024 financial year. Workers at the national broadcaster have not had a salary increase in 4 years. Kasatu has since welcomed the agreement.
The agreement provides comfort for SABC staff who have seen the value of their wages eroded over the past 4 years. This hard-won victory was the result of relentless struggles by our affiliate, the Communication Workers Union, including taking workers' grievances to the CCMA. It also the result of intervention by COSATU with the Minister for Communications and Digital Technologies, Montle Gugumbele.
That's COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks. State-owned arms manufacturer Denel has reportedly placed three senior executives, including its acting chief financial officer, on precautionary suspension over possible misconduct. According to the Daily Maverick, they were suspended earlier this month. The suspension of the trio is reportedly related to a case of fraud and theft opened by the Democratic Republic of Congo embassy. The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research says the 2023-2024 El Nino is one of the top five strongest on record. El Nino related climate is characterized by above average temperatures and rainfall. The council says in South Africa, the impact of El Nino is apparent in the comparison of dam capacity levels at the end of the season, which are around 6% lower than the end of the summer rainfall season last year. And we end off with news. Abroad, tensions have flared between pro-Palestinian student protesters and school administrators at several US universities. In-person classes have since been cancelled and several demonstrators have been arrested. The protests, which began last week at Columbia University with a large group of demonstrators establishing a so-called Gaza Solidarity encampment on school grounds, have spread to other campuses. Here's New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Yorkers have every right to express their sorrow, but that heartbreak does not give you the right to harass others, to spread hate. And I urge everyone who is protesting to please do so peacefully and respectfully, because we will not be in a city of lawlessness. In this moment of heightened tension around the globe, we stand united against hate.
I'm Chanel September. More news on Afrikaans at 11.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.